Okay, a fast can rejuvenate you. If you got a terrible disease of some kind, you can go on a fast for 40 or 60 days, and it can wipe out cancer or almost anything. But you have to be very careful if you fast for more than 10 days. Do it with some type of supervision if somebody knows what they're doing, or else you can get in trouble. I read about this guy that fasted for 40 days, and he broke it with a baked potato, and it killed him because his body wasn't used to anything that heavy. His intestines accumulated a lot of poisons in there, and they didn't have a lot of room for any food to go through, and it got blocked there, and the one potato killed the guy, you know. So you have to be very careful how you break a fast. Some people recommend you, if you fast for a week or so, you eat very light for a couple of days. You want to eat very light at least for one day, like just fruit and salad or that type of thing. Nothing heavy, no heavy potatoes, no starchy things.
JJ, if we use the example of somebody having cancer and wants to do a 40-day fast to get themselves rid of cancer, that person's going to be on medical attention, probably has a whole slew of medicines that they're on. And if they go on a fast, they fast those medications as well.
Well, the trouble is they're going to have to wean themselves from all medications to make the fast work. Because if they fast and take these medications, the medications are going to be more potent and doing more harm than ever. Because when you're on a fast, whatever you take in your system will have a more powerful effect. And so the medications will be askew. So he has to, if you got cancer or anything, the first thing to do is wean yourself off all medications and then go on a long fast.
Okay, but that doesn't make any sense. Cancer can be very painful. If somebody's on very heavy narcotics, they're not going to go off the narcotics so they can do a fast.
Well, narcotic wouldn't be too bad probably if it's just for painkiller type thing. Mm-hmm. You know, that wouldn't interfere with the fast too much, as long as it's not too bad. But
they could wean themselves off of that, wouldn't they? Mm-hmm. When they fast more because it's more potent than
yeah, but preferably fast by taking no medications at all. Whenever I fast, I don't take any medications. Sometimes I'll take aspirin after the first day because if I haven't fasted a while, and after about the first day, you get a heck of a headache sometimes because all of a sudden your body's pouring a bunch of poisons in the bloodstream and it makes your headache. That's why your headaches. Yeah. But if you take just a couple of aspirin, it really helps a lot. And so sometimes when I fast, I'll take two aspirin during the fast, but that's about all, you know. And then after a day or so, your head doesn't ache anymore. Yeah.
If you convert your body to alkaline instead of acidic, it will kill the cancer.
Yeah, that's like the baking soda idea.
Exactly.
Yeah, there's lots of ways to do it. Fasting is one thing that will help almost anything that's wrong with you. If you got something wrong with you and just feel odd, well, go on a fast and you'll feel a lot better when you're done. But like I say, before you go on longer than a 3-day fast, get a book on fasting and read it carefully so you know what you're doing. Because if you don't want to be like Wayne. Oh, yeah, I'll go on a fast. He goes on a 10-day fast and breaks over 2 hamburgers and milkshakes and fries and everything, you know. And I was surprised. He must have had a heck of a constitution when he was younger, but, you know, he did die early. But he had a heck of a constitution when he was younger. Okay. Yeah.
I was just asking, have you just found for you personally the 7 to 10 days? I mean, after 3 or 4 days, obviously it may depend on the reason for the fast and what's going on inside your body.
Well, yeah, they say that the time periods that are powerful are like 3 days, and then the next step up in power is 7 days, and then the next is 10, and then the next is like 20 to 40, you know, for something really serious. Yeah. Now you can go on a vegetable fast too. If you go on a long fast, like 40 days, go on it with drinking like stuff like carrot juice or different types of vegetable juices. That's almost as powerful as a complete fast. Yeah.
I have problems with my blood sugar if I go without food. Do you have any suggestion to get that right as before fasting? Because I can't fast.
Yeah, I've had a lot of people tell me that because of their blood sugar, low blood sugar, they have a hard time fasting. The best thing to do is experiment. See how long you can go. It's quite possible after you fasted for 3 days, your body would adjust, you know, and even adjust your blood sugar. But if you start feeling faint, then you need to take in some sugar of some kind, you know, to bring up your blood sugar. So you just have to test. Once your body gets in better shape, you know, where your blood sugar normalizes, you might want to go through other healing processes for your blood sugar, and then you can fast longer. But if nothing seems to work, then you go on a modified fast. You go on a fast where you're just eating, do away with everything that's non-cleansing, and just eat more cleansing-type foods for maybe a couple weeks or something. There's quite a few different cleansing diets that you can go on for a week or two that will produce a similar results to fasting, just not as quickly. But for quick and powerful, nothing is as quick and powerful as a full fast for healing. But in Susan's case, there's a number of cleansing diet. If you just Google cleansing liver cleanse diet or something like that, you probably get 100 ideas would show up.
Where do you buy those pH strips so you can test your body?
Pharmacy.
Artie bought them somewhere. Why don't you ask her tomorrow? She'll tell you.
They're expensive, are they?
They weren't too bad. No, she bought a whole roll of them, and you can just peel off a little bit and put it and use it as a test. And you see, we bought one roll, and we've never run out yet. You know, so it lasts for quite a while. But she can tell you where to get it. I don't know where she got it from, but. Okay, the next thing for keeping in shape is exercise. Now, like we said, we covered this a little bit and pointed out that the problem with some of the Greek runners and different types of runners is over-exercising puts too much strain on the system. And I read this guy that had this theory that I've followed ever since. Is that he says, and you know, and the natural way for men to exercise, if you want to know the natural way, to go back and examine what primitive man did, is that he maybe was chased by a bear, so he would just run like crazy, and then when he was safe, at a safe distance from the bear, he would, you know, rest. So, and if same thing if he was hunting, he would run after something and then stop and run, stop, run, stop. And he says this is the natural way to exercise. He says where we have problems is if we exercise and we push ourselves to the limit and we don't allow ourselves to rest because it overtaxes the body. And he claims that you can build up your life force a lot better with instead of a sustained jog. And this is what I did when I was younger. When I used to go jog, I just ran without resting, you know, ran and ran and ran until I got really tired. And he says this is completely the wrong way to do it. He has different formulas as to how to exercise and go through exercise and rest and exercise and rest. And I ignored most of them. I like to keep things simple. So what I did, I kind of crystallized it down. And what I do is I run up a hill that's near my home. And then I'll walk back down. And then I'll run up the hill and walk back down. And this running uphill gives you a really good workout, you know. But I don't run far enough that really overtaxes my body. I run until I start feeling tired, and then I walk back down. And I run up and walk back down. But he says there's a number of ways to do it. You know, you can jump on a little trampoline, or you can run in place at home, or you can, anything that creates a good workout. But you work out and then you stop. And what he recommends, you create a big variety, you do a bunch of different things so you don't get bored. But I don't mind. I don't mind just running up a hill and back down. I like to keep things simple. I don't like to have to think when I'm exercising. You know, some people seem to want to think when they're exercising because I listen to my iPod when I'm exercising anyway, so I'm concentrating on what I'm absorbing mentally as I'm running up and down hill. So anyway, I found that to be good, and it produces a good sense of well-being. It doesn't help me lose any more weight yet, but produces a nice sense of well-being.
For women, are we just supposed to get drugged by the hair?
Yeah, you know, that gave us a lot of exercise in the old days, just dragging you, controlling you women. You know, we'd wrestle with you and get you to cooperate, and then we'd rest.